This is Grace. Can you hear me? I have a point of information.
Oh, wait a minute.
I want to change my vote to no because of something I just noticed.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Grace changes. Grace votes no. Okay, but was there somebody I called and they didn't answer?
Denisha didn't answer.
Yeah. Oh, I vote yes. I'm sorry, Gloria.
Okay, Venetia, yes. All right. Let me see. The yeses are Sasha, Janet, William, Venetia, and Nancy Cyber-Niter. That's five. Okay, and the noes are Grace, Myla, and Nancy Sorden. Three. 5-3. So win complete passes.
Okay. Now the same sentence that we just do, a paragraph, if it's more than one sentence, that we just read to add win complete to it. That's Janet's motion as amended. We can vote on that now.
I have a point of information, please. A request for information.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In an email that was sent by Janet Coburn, it says here that whereas Auditor Grant Lamb emailed the Audit Committee Chair, William Heerwagen, on February 1st, 2017, and informed Mr. Heerwagen that he had sent Pacifica Management the draft efficiencies letter, which indicates that is complete. The draft efficiency letter is the management letter, I believe. It's the same thing. It's just a different wording. Okay, so my request for information is, doesn't that indicate that this is complete? And isn't the deficiencies letter the same as the management letter?
This is William. That last question is, it may or may not be. He's also told us that there could be two letters. So I don't know what the other one.
Okay. A request for information.
The reason for the draft is to let management see it and say, oh, no, this part's wrong. Well, let's update it. That's what makes it a draft.
No.
He's waiting to get it back from management. The auditor is waiting to get it back from management. You have another part of your question?
Point of information.
Somebody mute. Thank you.
Point of information.
I think Grace might have still had something to say.
Okay. You say that there were two letters. Were you sent two letters? And was the audit committee sent those two letters?
No, I didn't say there were two letters. I've heard the auditor talk about that there could be different letters. So whether it's the deficiencies that he's talking about is the only letter.
Point of information.
Could people please mute?
Somebody's listening, playing, and we're hearing echo. Okay,
the point of information.
Okay, Myla.
William, would you share with the committee where you heard that there might be two letters, please?
Well, I've either heard that from Mr. Lamb at one of our open meetings, or I've seen it in research like you just were reading something and sent part of it to us. I'm not sure, but all I know is he's calling this a deficiencies letter. Now, that may be the only management letter, or there may be another management letter. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just speculating.
Janet, may I?
He's calling it deficiencies letter, not management.
Right, and this is Myla for the staff.
Janet, may I have the floor?
Let Myla get her come back.
Thank you. You know, the audit committee is supposed to be independent of management and do an independent review. And perhaps it would be best if our chair could communicate with the auditor to get some kind of clarification. If, in fact, Mr. Lamb was referring to what we think of as the management letter, then I think it's appropriate that that letter in its draft form before it's approved be made available to this committee for an independent review.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So I believe for the last audit, there were two letters from the auditor, and they weren't specifically called management letters, but they were kind of. I mean, it's like each auditor names these letters differently or the letter differently, but it's basically the same idea. So whether there's one or two, whatever, it's basically management letters. It's letters about how the auditor, with the auditor's recommendations on how Pacifica is managed. So it's not the number of letters, it's just the concept of management letters or letters.
Thank you. Now, can we proceed with the vote on that Janet's amendment as amended by me? Any objection to that amendment?
Yes, I have an objection. Grace.
Okay.
And Myla, just for the source of clarity, did you send this in written form so that we can read exactly what we're voting on now?
Janet sent it for me.
And which was it? We've got three emails from Janet. Which email are you referring to?
Okay.
Chair, this is Janet. May I
Go ahead, 9:27 p.m. Eastern.
May I read the amendment as amended?
Yes, please.
And I will send it in a moment. The audit committee hereby requests the committee chair to request the fiscal year 2014 auditor to send him the management letter when complete so the committee chair can forward it to the committee.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a vote on that. Nancy?
Oh, I'm a little confused. I thought that's what we just voted on.
Yeah, we just, I don't know who that is, but we just voted on adding the words when complete. Now we're voting on the whole sentence.
Oh, okay, with words when complete.
Yes.
Okay. KPFA, Sasha? Sasha Pass. Okay, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet Coburn, yes. Not here. Okay, Grace Aaron, KPSK. Grace?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Pass. Okay, John is not here. Dorothy, not here. Okay, Myla?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I never know if I'm sorry. I've got too many screens open on this computer. I'm voting absolutely no. We have to review the draft before it's complete.
Okay. WBAI.
Yes.
William votes yes. KPFT, Venetia Marcel Adams.
Yes.
Venetia, yes.
I wish we could get the echo out of here. Somebody,
Did somebody mute if you're not speaking? Thank you.
Thank you.
If you did.
Okay. Nancy Sabar and I, Tony, myself, I vote yes. And Nancy Sorden? Nancy Sorden? Okay. I didn't hear Nancy Sorden. I'm going to go back to the passes and I'll come back to Nancy. Sasha Futran?
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Okay. Grace Aaron? KPFK, Grace Aaron?
I vote no.
You're changing your vote.
No. Okay, changing vote. Well, she passed. She didn't change.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, I passed.
Okay.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy Sorden, no. Okay. Let's do the yeses. Let's see. Sasha, Janet, this is yes. William, Venetia, Nancy, Sabah, and I, Tommy. That's five. Okay. And then the noes, Grace, Myla, Nancy Sorden, three. 5-3. So the motion passes.
Thank you. Now we have the, that took care of that second part of Myra's motion. Now we're going to vote with that as the second paragraph. The first paragraph was just, whereas Auditor Grant Lamb emailed Audit Committee Chair William Hairwagon on February 1, 2017, and informed Mr. Hairwagon that he had sent Pacifica Management the draft deficiency letter, then the paragraph that Janet just read and we just approved, the Audit Committee hereby requests the Committee Chair to request the FY 2014 auditor to send him the management letter when complete so the Committee Chair can forward it to the committee. That's what we're going to vote on now. You ready? Nancy?
Sasha with a question.
Okay, Sasha.
So, if we're calling it a management letter and he's calling it something else, is that going to be clear?
Yeah, good point. I would, after we pass the motion, now I'll answer it now instead of commenting afterwards. I intend to bring that up in my communication with him, that the word deficiencies, is that any different than management? Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, I'm sorry. This is Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, Nancy.
And Myla from KPFT.
So we are voting on Myla's motion now? Is that what we're voting on?
We're voting on her motion as amended by Janet's motion, which I also amended. So the first paragraph is Myla's. The second paragraph is Janet's.
Chair, this is Janet.
And William, this is Myla again. I did you hear me before?
Go ahead.
I just wanted some. Yeah, I'm just hoping, William, you just announced your intention to seek clarification from the auditor, and I, for one, would very much appreciate it if you would, for transparency, to keep the committee involved, if you would please copy the committee on your communication, all communication to the auditor, all written communication. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did somebody else want to speak? Janet or somebody
Janet.
Else before Janet? No? Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I sent the Myla's motion as amended by my amendment, as amended by your amendment, to the committee for to help Nancy with the minutes, if that would be helpful. And
thank
it's
you.
Basically what you had just read, but I sent an email
now
to that effect.
A new spot, a new email. Thank you. Okay, Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, could you call the roll on the motion as amended? And this is the main motion now. This is the last time we vote on this issue.
Okay, and it starts out with whereas, right?
Does it? Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. All right.
KPFA, Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Yes, Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Janet votes yes. KPFK, Grace Aaron. Grace? Okay, I'll come back.
Pass.
Pass. Okay, pass. Myla?
Pass.
Myla? You said pass?
I said pass.
Oh, pass. Okay. William, here we go.
Yes.
William votes yes from BAI. Okay, KPFT, Venetia Patel-Adams?
Yes.
Venetia?
Venetia votes yes. Okay. Nancy Saba and I tell me yes. WPFW, Nancy Sorbin. Nancy Gordon.
Hello.
This is the main motion with amendments. You want to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Okay. I'll go back to the pass. Grace Aaron?
Could somebody mute, please? I mean, we can hear all this noise.
Thank you. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Okay, Myla? Myla? Reason?
I'm just reading. I'm reading right now.
Okay.
I'll go give me a second.
Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Pass?
Abstain.
Oh, abstain. I'm sorry. I thought you said same. Okay, abstain. Nancy Sorda. Okay, Myla?
I'm going to abstain as well.
Okay, Myla abstains. All right, the yeses is Sasha, Janet, Grace, Venetia, Nancy, Sabra, and I tell you that's five. And then the abstains is Myla, Will, no, did I do that right? Let me do it again. Sasha, Janet, Grace, William, Venetia, and Nancy Sabra, that's six. Okay, six yes. And the abstains are Myla, Nancy Sorden. Okay, two. 6-2, it passes.
Hooray.
Six yes, two abstain.
I'm hooraying that it's over. Spent a lot of time on that. Okay. Now I'm supposed to find my... somebody tell me what the next item is. If you have it, I'll look for the email. Inbox.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Response, if any, to 1/19/17 email request to interim ED. 15 minutes.
Okay. That's right. We didn't have any time limit on the last one. I should have asked when we were adding it to the agenda. Let's see. I'm just checking one more time in the inbox to see if I got anything, because the response will be I did not get one. Let's see. Hey, I saw that before the meeting. So, yeah, I've gone back to whatever's transpired since we started the meeting, and I still do not have a response from the interim executive director. So those, we don't have her answers to what the money is owed to the auditor, but we have the auditor saying last week, 5 days ago maybe, that it was 32,000 something. And then the second one for the interim executive director was the status of issues affecting the 2015 audit, which was that chart that I believe Efren had filled out. We do not have that updated. And the third item was, has the 2014 audit report gone to places like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Charitable Trust Division of the California Secretary of State? And I had put in Pacifica there, but I think it was already on the website. And then the fourth item was monthly written updates for status of ongoing audits. So we didn't get any updates, so we don't know. Next item, unless there's some comments on that.
Myla, for the chat.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you just tell us, William, when you sent your last written request to the interim executive director for the information?
Sure. I have it here. And I'll forward it to you. Let's see. Wednesday, February 1, I sent her a copy of the January 19 email.
So could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
On February 1st, I sent the interim executive director a reminder with a copy of the January 19th email, which asked her for it originally.
Myla, again, may I make a comment?
Sure.
I'd like to remind all of the audit committee members that in order to be in compliance with California's Nonprofit Integrity Act, Pacifica's FY 2014 audit was supposed to be filed with the California Attorney General Registry of Charitable Trusts by June 30th of 2015. As far as we know, that was just filed, very delinquent. And the fiscal year 2015 audit should have been filed by June 30th, 2016, and it hasn't even begun. FY 2016 fiscal year ends on September 30th, 20 of this year, and it will be will have to be filed in order to be in compliance by June 30th, 2017. It's been made public. It's on the Attorney General's website that Pacifica is in jeopardy and may lose its charitable status because of the delinquency. And a couple of letters have already been sent to Pacifica management, and they are on the website of the California Attorney General. And this is very serious, and I just want to remind everyone of that fact. That's all.
Thank you.
Wait. Point of information? Request for information?
Who is that, Nancy Sorden?
Yes, Nancy Sorden.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
All right.
Could Myla please repeat that last thing? What is on the, and is that confidential?
No.
What is on the attorney?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I didn't, William, can I respond?
Could you repeat what you said was listed on the Attorney General's website?
There are two letters.
Two what?
Two letters.
Somebody mute.
Yeah, hang on. Two letters, which are addressed to the Pacifica Foundation from the California Attorney General.
Are these public?
Yes, they are posted on the California Attorney General's website.
Okay.
And I have sent copies of these letters to everyone on this audit committee, and I have also sent them to the Pacifica National Board. And I sent them. When did I send them? Send them as soon as I became aware of them. They had been sent. It's my understanding that they had been sent to Pacifica, but they had not been shared with all of the members of the Pacifica National Board. When I became aware of them, I immediately forwarded them to members of this committee, and I'm going to try to figure out right now when I sent them and what the subject line was. If you give me a minute, I'm going to look through my I'm going to look through now and see. Just give me a second here.
Chair, Janet, I had a point of request for information before Nancy's request for information.
Oh, and I found the email.
Okay,
Myla,
just give the date.
Maybe you could just forward.
I can give you the subject line, which is important information regarding Pacifica audits. There was one that I sent to one of my LSB members who had asked.
Hi.
What was the date?
I don't think, did we ever get a, Janet, you were doing what, individuals?
Yes.
Items. Timekeeping.
No, I was doing individual speakers.
Okay, so I think we're way over time on everything.
I'd like to extend this for, could I extend this for 5 minutes, Nancy Thornton?
You extending the response?
I'd like to comment on the comment.
Okay, Myla, did you?
I found, I sent it to someone on the local board
there,
here. Who
point of order.
Just resend
this is Janet, point of order.
Okay, point of order and then a point of information. Go ahead, point of order, Janet.
I mean, I also had a request for information, but the request to extend is my understanding is to extend the item by 5 minutes, not the speaker by 5 minutes.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And so the speaker who had been Myla continued to speak, and Chair, I really, the time was up.
I was trying to get her date, the date of her email. She's going to forward it to her.
Right, but she doesn't
William?
Speak.
No,
Chair,
Myla, sorry.
Point.
Now, you had a, Janet had another point of information.
A request for information, and this has to do with the agenda item. And it has to do with the response, if any, 11917 email request to interim ED. So
right.
May I ask? Okay. So
this has
one of
to
the
do
issues.
With that. Yes, we're. That's why
right.
We're not talking about it anymore. But Nancy
right.
Wants to speak. And so, is there any objection, Nancy speaking? Nancy Sorden.
I'm sorry. This is Janet. I have a request for information.
Okay.
This is Janet. I still haven't been able to ask my request. Please.
I thought that was it. Go ahead.
No. May I finish, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, the as far as the outstanding balance due to the auditor or to Armenino, there are two separate amounts. One is to pay off the audit, the 2014 audit, and the other has to do with payment of the tax for the audit or for that year. So what I wanted to, I'm not done, so I wanted to know, and you know, this has come up before, has that been clarified? Has it been clarified that the amount due for the tax is, would that be holding up the auditor to start with the 2015 audit, assuming that would actually happen, that the Armenino would do it and the, et cetera? Is the tax amount due, is that part of what would hold the auditor from moving ahead? Do you know about that? Have we discussed that?
I think we discussed it, and it's not included. But I
right.
can't tell you where I heard that. But the auditor
okay.
tells what his balance due is before he can talk about doing in the next year.
Right, and that's $20,000 and not $32,000.
Why do you say that?
Because the tax part is $12,000.
Oh, I'm figuring that's tax on what they charged us. Oh, maybe so. I'll
no,
ask that.
No, that's not tax on what they charge us. That's tax
okay, so
for doing Pacifica's taxes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now Nancy Sorden wanted to speak. Any objection to giving her a couple of minutes to speak? Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. this letter that Myla is referring to is something about Pacifica being late in registering. And I think the board has information about this already and that it's being taken care of.
And that it's there, you know, there's a legitimate reason for it. I think it's something that was covered in executive session. As far as the audit being so late, the reason that the audit was so late, it was due, you know, a long time ago, was because of the state of the finances that was turned over to the current management from the previous management. And it has taken a long time to get everything straightened out that was a mess when this current management received it, and also has much less staff to work on it. And deficiencies will probably reflect some of that, but I wanted to make sure that people know that the complaint about the comment about, you know, the thing being so late was a combination of the previous management's practices, which left things in shambles, and the current management's attempts to straighten them out with limited resources. And it doesn't help to have
This is great. I'd like to
blaming it completely on this management.
Okay.
Sasha for the stack. I think I heard Grace. Let's see. I heard
Sasha.
Grace. I heard Sasha. Somebody in between. Who was in between?
Well, I think Sasha was first.
And Myla also.
Okay. Now we didn't make a formal extension. Everybody agreed to let Nancy speak, but if somebody want to make a motion to extend?
Sasha, I make a motion to extend another, 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Anybody object to extending 6 minutes?
Yes, Chair. Request for information.
Okay.
Janet.
Your question?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
May I?
Yeah,
extend what for 6 minutes? The adjournment time of the meeting is 10:15, and it's like 2 minutes away. Is the 6 minutes for the agenda item or for the meeting?
Well, I don't think it's anything here is pertinent to the agenda item, so I'm actually going to move all this out of order, because we're not talking about the IEDs, the lack of response from the IED or the responses from the IED. We're getting off onto side issues. So
I challenge the ruling of the chair, Myla.
You challenge the ruling of the chair. You think this is part of talking about the interim executive director. Is that what you think? That's not what you think, then we're moving
yes,
on.
Yes, it is. It is what I think. That's why I challenged the rule.
You think that this discussion about whose fault it is that we're late with audits has anything at all to do with not getting answers from the IED or the subject of the IED?
May I respond?
I think you're totally wrong. We'll take a vote.
May I respond?
Okay, do you want me to take the vote, or you? Are we still...
Myla, go ahead.
Okay. We just heard a long opinion that is contrary to the facts as I know them. And so I don't think it's proper to allow one individual to make assertions which others are in strong disagreement with and not allow the other side to be heard.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
This is William. I'm moving that we just take a vote on extending for 6 minutes before anybody else speaks. And I hate to see this sinking into this, what's soon going to be a political football, and there's no point in us talking about it. But Nancy Sybaranaratomi, could you take a vote on the extension for 6 minutes?
Okay, I vote on the extension. Okay. At KPFA, Sasha Futran.
Yes.
Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn.
No.
Janet votes no. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Okay. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Okay. WBAI, William Heerwagon.
No.
William votes no. KPFT, Venetia Patel Adams.
No.
Venetia Patel, Venetia votes no. Nancy Sybaranaratomi, I vote no. Let's see. Nancy Sorden.
No.
Nancy Sorden votes no.
Of course not.
Okay, we have, yes, we have Sasha, Grace, Myla, three. No, we have Janet, William, Venetia, Nancy Sybaranaratomi, and Nancy Sorden, five. So five yes, three no. No. Is that right? Five yes, three no. One, two, three. No, we have more than that. Let me do this again. How many? Yes.
Three yes and five no is what you counted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So that's fair.
Nancy Sorden, point of personal privilege.
Oh, please.
Yes?
She's had a two-minute speech, William, that you say was inappropriate but didn't stop. And now she's going to have a point of personal privilege? Please. She's had a point of personal privilege.
Robert's rules of order, please.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Nancy. I object to my comments, which were in response to the lengthy comments of another committee member. I object to them being characterized as opinion when they were similarly reported as the facts as I know them. And I object to those being characterized as opinion.
Sasha,
Janet, point of order.
So noted.
Janet,
so noted.
Point of order.
Sasha, point of personal privilege.
Janet, point of order.
Is that you recognizing Janet?
Yes, Janet, point of order.
Right. So the motion to extend failed. The adjournment time of this meeting is 10:15. It's past that, so the chair should adjourn this meeting.
You're moving to adjourn?
No, I'm not moving to adjourn. The chair should adjourn the meeting.
Myla,
does that require a motion?
Myla,
time has been met. The time, excuse me, please don't interrupt.
A point of order can interrupt us.
I am speaking about a point of order.
Finish up, Janet.
So the approved agenda has the adjournment time as 10:15. The motion to extend 6 minutes failed. It is past 10:15, therefore the chair should adjourn the meeting. No questions, no votes, period.
Okay, so we're adjourned.